call in and tell Andy your sins. Go ahead now, it's never too late. It's always in style to just pick up and dial 201-209-9368.
Welcome to Dinner at Andy's. Tonight we have a very special guest. Andy could not make it in, so in his place we have Andy's 9-year-old granddaughter, Lucy. Lucy, welcome to the show.
Hi, Ken.
How are you?
I'm doing fine.
You sound good. You seem like a real natural at this.
I'm a little nervous.
Do you want to say hello to anybody out there?
Yes.
Like your annoying little brothers?
My mom and dad.
Uh-huh.
And my three brothers.
And you were telling me how annoying they are. What is it they do that drives you crazy?
Ken.
Lucy.
I heard you stunk this morning.
You heard my show this morning?
Yes.
Ah, did you like it? It was a pretty good one.
Why do you hate music?
I don't hate music. I love music.
Did music hurt your mother when you were little?
No. What was your favorite or least favorite part of my show this morning? I have a bit of trouble believing you actually listened.
I think my favorite part was when you said goodbye.
I don't think you heard my show. Because I don't really say goodbye.
You'll never know.
Just so you know, Lucy, I don't say goodbye. I just sneak away. Nobody knows.
Goodbye, not knowing. You'll buy not knowing?
I sneak out. You know how when you're at a
good guy not knowing. You'll die not knowing.
Oh, I'll die not knowing. Okay. Lucy, you know how sometimes you're at a party or something and you really want to leave?
Ken, I'm talking. My brother's names are Jack, Henry, and Ben.
Jack, Henry, and Den.
No. Ben!
Ben! Oh, Jack, Henry, and Ben. Okay.
Yes.
It sounds like they were all named after...
But I don't think you were listening.
No, I was listening. Were they all named after the founding...
I don't think they're listening.
Okay. Were they named after the founding fathers?
They have better things to do.
Lucy, who were you named after?
Wouldn't you like to know? You'll die not knowing.
Very well. So tonight, Lucy, what we wanted to do was create a list of companies that are so bad that we should boycott them. That means telling people not to use those companies anymore. Are you down with that?
Do you think you like having a company? Like boycotting will work?
Oh, definitely. We're going to bring these companies to their knees. First of all, Lucy, are there any companies that have given you particularly bad service or a bad product that you've experienced?
No.
Okay, then we need help from our listeners.
I lived a charmed life.
Then we need help from our listeners. We're looking for any national corporation or multinational corporation that you've had a terrible experience with, and we will add them to our boycott list. And the phone number here is 201 209-9368. And this is Ken on with Andy's granddaughter, Lucy. Lucy, how old are you?
You'll die without knowing. You're asking listeners to call us up and whine and complain.
Yeah. But
that sounds like a good show.
People do love to call up and complain. Usually, any topic that involves people complaining, the phone rings off the hook.
Is it ringing off the hook now?
No. No, it is not.
Why don't you give the phone number again?
Okay, it's 201-209-9368. And we want to know, have you had trouble with Taco Bell? With Verizon? With Optimum Online? Give us a call at 201-209-9368. Ken here with Lucy, who is, can I guess how old you are?
I'm 9 years old.
There we go.
I'm 10.
You're 10?
No, I'm 9.
9? Okay.
You're sure? Ken, give me a piece of paper and a pencil.
Okay, here you go.
I will make a list of all the companies that we're boycotting.
All right, there's your paper. And now all we need are some calls at 201-209-9368.
Where's my paper?
It's right there in front of you.
What was taking you so long?
I gave it to you right away.
Fine.
Yeah.
Next time. Snap to it.
Jeez. Lucy, you're ordering me around here. You're a lot like your grandma.
I'm a lot nervous.
You're a little nervous?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's your excuse?
I'm old. I'm really, really old. Do you know how old your grandpa is? I'm almost as old as him. What's your grandpa like?
Not as old.
When the family gets together, Lucy, when you're...
My grandpa is the most wonderful man in the world.
No, but seriously, that's really funny. But, you know, when everybody gets together, when you're there with your brother...
You're not fit to pack in the lunch.
I'm not fit to pack a lunch?
To pack his lunch.
Oh, I'm not fit to pack Grandpa's lunch. Oh, what do you call Grandpa? Pops?
Yeah, Pops.
Pops is Andy's middle name? Okay, Pops. All right, we have some calls.
And sometimes, Your Majesty.
Oh, Your Majesty. Okay, we're going to take some calls, Lucy.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air with Ken and Lucy.
Hi, I was just listening to you guys. And I have a company that I would like to boycott.
Okay.
Tell me about it.
I feel like Burger King, I've just always had terrible experiences there.
Oh no. Not Burger King.
Yeah, one time I ordered milk, which maybe was my own mistake ordering milk at Burger King, but it was green. It was rotten.
Maybe you ordered green milk.
Well, it tasted really bad, so I think that they had just forgotten about it.
Yeah, I think it might... Was it possibly in March? Was it around St. Patrick's Day? Because
I think it was sometime in the summer, and it tasted bad, too.
Maybe it was a shamrock shake.
Maybe you were tripping.
Well, I don't know. It tasted bad.
Okay. Well, we're going to take your word for it. Burger King's going to be the first corporation on our boycott list.
Perfect. Also, I think their chicken fries are just strange to me, so.
Maybe you were on mushrooms.
Maybe I was. You're right. That's probably what it was. Maybe we shouldn't boycott Burger King.
No, maybe we should. Maybe we should boycott them twice.
No. Pops loves Burger King.
Well,
yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I want to disappoint Pops.
I'm sorry, Lucy. I have to put Burger King on the list. Sorry. Thank you, caller.
Yeah, of course. Thank you, guys.
Phone number here is...
You're boycotting Burger King?
Yeah, we're boycotting Burger King. That's easy, because I know...
Pops is going to be so mad.
Yeah, well, he's going to have to switch over to Wendy's. Or Arby's.
This is a horrible, horrible, horrible day for Pops.
Or Taco Bell.
Oh, God.
Okay, we're going to go to the phones again. The phone number here is 201-209-9368. We're taking on Corporate America, Lucy and I are, and we're looking for any corporations that you've had a terrible experience with. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Ken. Hi, Lucy. I've had a terrible experience this past month with Home Depot. I had ordered French doors.
Home Depot, oh no!
They were special order doors. And after waiting for 6 weeks, the delivery kept getting pushed off, after which they told me the order was lost and they could not replace them.
Lucy, what do you think of that?
Well, no one really needs doors.
Lucy, don't you have a door to your bedroom?
They just bump into each other.
The only door I know
without... They separate us from the world.
The only room I know without a door is a mushroom.
You'll be better off without doors.
Lucy, don't you have doors to your house? When you go to your...
I'm talking.
Sorry.
Home Depot did you a favor.
I don't think that Home Depot should be used. There's other places to use.
Yeah,
this
Lowe's.
Aggravating, and it slowed down the construction at my own house.
Yeah, Lowe's is a lot better than Home Depot. The only reason to go to Home Depot is if you...
Here's the thing, Ken, I'm talking.
Okay.
Pops loves Home Depot.
Pops...
Well, I think the only reason to go to Home Depot is because you don't graduate high school and you need a job.
Pops doesn't... There's nothing for Pops to do at Home
Depot.
Ken,
I'm talking.
Sorry.
Pops is going to get day workers.
Oh, right. He picks up day workers in front of Home Depot.
They're in front of Lowe's.
Yeah, that's right.
To clean his gutters.
I bet he does.
And mow his lawn. And service his wife.
I go to Home Depot in Newton to hang out with Danzig, because he's the woodcutter there. Part-time.
And now they even...
No one cares.
Where he is.
All right, well, thank you, Home Depot. We're adding you to the list.
Here's our list. Burger King and Home Depot.
Yeah, I would suggest that people go to Wendy's instead of Burger King and Lowe's instead of Home Depot.
Maybe not.
No, unless somebody...
There's still a lot of time left.
That's true. Lucy, should we take another call?
No.
No?
Hi.
I just want to...
You just want to what?
I want to talk to you about camp.
You want to talk about camp? Yeah, tell me about camp.
We go swimming every day.
Yeah, what do you go swimming in? Are you swimming in a pool or a lake or a river?
None of your business.
Well,
you'll die without knowing. Just take another call.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Apex Systems. They made me misreport my work hours, so I got less money.
Apex?
Yeah, you go to work for them as a tech consultant, and they hire you out to big corporations.
APHEX.
APEX.
Oh, Apex.
Apex.
Apex Systems.
And I was wondering if Lucy could take out the earbuds and tell us what her grandfather offered her in exchange for repeating what he said into those earbuds.
I got three t-shirts.
Three t-shirts?
T-shirts.
Three t-shirts. There you go.
Okay.
Ken, let's
just
cross
as long
out.
As that's clear.
So, caller, what?
Ken, I'm talking.
I'm sorry, Lucy.
Ken does not please people. Ken, he pays them with t-shirts. So stop complaining about Apex.
I don't pay people in t-shirts.
At least I don't pay you with t-shirts.
What happens with Pops is he steals the t-shirts. I don't try to pay people with t-shirts. I don't pay people with anything.
After you bleed him dry every marathon, Pops comes home after the marathon.
Uh-huh.
He's a broken man.
Yeah. And your point is what exactly?
You take advantage of him.
Fool Pops once, shame on you. Fool Pops twice, shame on Pops.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly.
Apex. Thank you, Apex Systems. They are on our list. We have three companies that
you
we're
not... You
can't
stand that Pops is successful.
No, I admire Pops, actually.
It drives you crazy. You resent him.
Not really. I admire him.
Ken, I'm talking.
I'm sorry, Lucy.
Apex to the list.
Okay, we have Burger King, Home Depot, and Apex Systems now on the WFMU boycott list.
Ken, be quiet. I'm thinking.
Boy. You know
Ken.
What? Yeah.
Ken, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Shush.
Well, we're on the radio.
I'm thinking. Shush.
But we're on the radio. We have to be able to keep talking.
Well, where am I supposed to think?
Hey.
I'm going to go back to the phones. Hi, you're on the air.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, talking to you.
Hey, it's Boo.
Hi, Beth.
Hi, how are
Hi,
you?
Hi, Boo.
This is the best show ever. Lucy, you're rocking it. You're doing such a great job.
I know, right?
Yeah, right. Hey, I have something I want to boycott.
Yeah.
Do you know that Pop has this gambling credit card named King something?
Oh, yeah, DraftKings.
Yes.
No.
It's horrible.
DraftKings.
No, don't put that on the boycott list. Please, no.
It is a terrible habit, and it's a terrible company.
Pops loves that.
Boycott it.
I didn't realize that Pop still had a gambling problem.
Boo!
Yes!
Boo!
Yes.
My dairy hat. My gambling hat.
Habit.
Keeps you in bonbons.
And pretty hats?
And pretty hats.
Okay.
Beth, the last
gambling
I heard...
Yeah, is not good. Overall, the house... There's an expression, Lucy. The house always wins. You know what that means?
Yes. Yes, I do. I know what it means.
So Pops should not be gambling.
I thought,
don't tell me.
I thought Pops had given up gambling. Now
don't
I realize...
Don't tell me because I know what it means.
Now I realize that he just lied to me. He told me that
yeah.
he gave up gambling.
Yeah, that's another reason to boycott.
That's it. No pretty hats for you.
Oh, thanks, honey.
No pretty hats for anyone.
What's the name of that app? Was it called King?
DraftKings. It's called DraftKings.
DraftKings. Let's put DraftKings on that boycott list.
Okay, they're on the list. Burger King.
Oh, thanks, guys. Lucy, you're doing a great job. Ken, beautiful job.
Thanks, Beth.
Talk to you later. Bye. Love you.
I believe that was Lucy's grandma. Am I right?
That was. I guess everybody's listening.
All right, so our list of...
Which means...
Yeah.
I can't ever go home.
No, you're not allowed to go home anymore. The dinner at Andy...
Ken.
Yeah?
I'm thinking.
Okay.
Be quiet.
No can do, Lucy. because we're on the radio and we have to keep talking, even if we have nothing to say.
When do you think?
When do I think what?
When do you get any thinking time and when you're on the air?
Oh, no, you don't think. You can't think when you're on the air.
Oh.
You can't.
That explains a lot.
You can't read when you're on the air. You can't think when you're on the air.
Yeah.
You have to disattach your mouth from everything else.
Yeah.
You got it?
I understand.
Yeah, I think you got it. All right. Hi, you're on the air with...
Okay, let's take another call.
You're on the air with Ken and Lucy.
Hey, I love the show.
Hi, who's this? It's
Greg from Central Valley.
Hi, Greg.
Hey, is
Hi,
there
Greg.
A limit to the number of companies that a particular caller can put on the list?
Yeah, just one per call.
Oh, boy, now I'm going to have to choose one.
Yeah,
you
Verizon.
You know what? I'll make it T-Mobile, although I'd like to put the other two big cellular companies on the list.
Oh, did I say one? I think you're only allowed to mention three. So
okay, good. Then, in no particular
this
order,
guy great.
T-Mobile, AT&T, and
he
Verizon
seems to
Wire.
Complain a lot.
Okay.
Because I find it amazing that
unhappy.
We can get a signal from some dune buggy bouncing around on the surface of the moon, showing
Greg,
us pictures, I'm sorry,
Greg, I'm
of Mars, showing us pictures of whatever is up there to see, and yet we can't make a cellular
listening.
Call in significant chunks
Greg,
of the
no
Hudson
listening.
Valley. And is
Greg,
there premium money we're paying for that on top of
Greg, I'm
the
talking.
Lousy service?
You
so those are the three companies I would like to add.
Don't like yourself.
Because I've had all three.
Yeah,
they all stink.
Yeah, Verizon stinks.
Oh,
it's the worst.
In fact, you know what? If I were to prioritize them, Verizon
Good
at the
God.
Top, T-Mobile and AT&T.
This
although it's a very close.
Guy sure can
there.
Talk. What's he saying?
He's saying that we should boycott T-Mobile, Verizon, and AT&T.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man.
And I'm with him. I'm with him on both Verizon
Man,
and AT&T.
Man, this guy complained a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks,
hey,
Greg.
Ken.
Hey, you're welcome. Good luck.
Thank you. Yes, Lucy.
Hey, Ken, remind me. Never, ever, ever, ever to marry Greg.
Okay. Hey, Lucy.
What?
Just wanted to remind you, don't marry Greg.
I won't.
Good.
All he does is whine.
Well, I think he has good reason to whine about T-Mobile, Verizon.
I don't think so.
I think so. Everybody hates these three companies.
You're wrong. Ken, I would agree with you.
Yeah.
But then we would both be wrong.
Well... What? Who's your phone provider, Lucy?
My dad.
And your dad must use one of these three companies.
He hates all of them.
Yeah, there you go. So that's why we're boycotting them all.
I've gone rogue.
Okay, so on our list...
I just went rogue.
Okay, and Lucy, what's changing now that you've gone rogue?
I've become sentient.
Oh, you've become sentient. Oh, man. The singularity has
arrived.
Let's go
to another call.
Okay, let's take another call. Good idea, Lucy. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I just wanted to add to the list. I wanted to add GameStop.
Yes, GameStop.
Yes, GameStop.
No!
Specifically the GameStop in Menlo Park Mall. This past Christmas, I had pre-ordered...
You're breaking my grandfather's heart.
...a bunch of items for my daughter, paid for them, and they never called me about it, and then proceeded to sell them all to other people. So, yeah, we had a big chunk of stuff missing under the tree.
But we were just being funny. They were being funny. That was a joke.
That was a...
Didn't you get their joke? Yeah, GameStop is always playing jokes.
I don't think that's much of a joke, Lucy. They said they were going to order an item, and then they never notified.
Can I'm talking.
Sorry.
GameStop.
Yeah.
Is known for their funny sense of humor.
Well, that doesn't sound like a joke.
That guy just didn't get it.
I don't think there was any...
Let's go to the next call.
There's no more calls at the moment. But if you were trying to get through before...
Call us!
Call us at 201.
Call us now.
201.
Now.
209.
Now. Dial the phone.
9368.
Ladies, get your husband's permission.
I think,
and call.
I think they're allowed to call without their husband's permission, Lucy. Lucy, you're allowed to make phone calls, right? Without your dad or your mom's permission?
I guess so.
Yeah.
They've given us a lot to think about, Ken.
Yep. This is Ken and Lucy. Lucy's filling in for Andy Breckman Man tonight, and the phone number is 201-209-9368. We're compiling the Dinner at Andy's boycott list, which now consists of Burger King, Home Depot.
No! No!
Apex Systems.
You're breaking my heart.
DraftKings.
No!
T-Mobile. Verizon.
No.
AT&T. And GameStop. And nobody
Let's
has...
Let's just focus on Apex Systems.
Well, what about Don McLean?
They're the real bad guys.
Can we boycott... can we boycott singers like Don McLean? Would that be okay?
Hi. Good question.
Hi, you're on the air.
Ken, I'm thinking.
Who's this? You're on the air. It's
Ken,
you.
Shush.
What does it say?
Yeah, you're on the air. Who's this?
This is Jonah, and I would like to boycott the YMCA because they car drove in to the pool.
Okay, Jenna, and you want to boycott the YMCA. And why is it? Because they put what in the pool?
A coal.
They put coal in the pool?
No.
Like Santa Claus?
A coal.
Lucy, you
better spell that.
Yeah, you better spell that, Jenna. Hey, Jenna.
I can't tell what you're saying.
Yeah, Jenna, I can't tell what they're putting in the pool. It might be a car. It might be a lump of coal.
It's a call, C-A-L.
A cal. A call. Okay.
Lucy, do you know what's
C-A-L,
going?
C-A-L, Ken.
Lucy,
it's a call, Ken.
I don't know.
Where have you been, Ken?
Lucy, what is it?
Frankie.
A call is something you should never, ever put in the pool.
Oh.
A car drove into the pool.
Oh, a car.
A car
drove into the pool?
Yeah.
Whoa, where did that happen, Jenna?
Oh, at my YMCA pool.
Oh, my goodness.
And what town was that in?
Raleigh? Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wow. And who was driving the car that crashed into the pool?
At my YMCA.
Yeah.
They have a big sidewalk.
Uh-huh.
It says, no cars in the pool.
Well, I think most people who drive into
They should put a sign up at your YMCA.
Yeah, they should.
Yeah. Hey, Jenna, thanks for the call. Lucy, I think that
Hey, Ken.
Yeah.
Hey, Ken.
Yeah. I'm here, Lucy.
We should put a sign up at the radio station right here.
Yeah, and what should it say?
Play bad music.
Oh.
No bad music. Play bad music or listen to bad music.
I think if we put up a sign that said play bad music, people might...
No. No bad music.
Well, that's going to have the opposite effect.
Also.
Yeah.
No cars in the studio.
Well, it's not like a pool.
It's not. Also, free t-shirts for everybody.
I think, Lucy, that maybe we'd be better off putting up a sign.
Ken, thinking.
Okay.
Shush.
All right. I was going to say.
Ken.
Yeah.
Take the call.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, love the show.
Hey, who's this?
It's Jim the Poet.
Hey, Jim the Poet.
And I just want to say, Lucy, you're a star. Whatever they're paying you, they should double it. And also, I think
they're
we should boycott Dunkin'.
Dunkin'?
Yeah, because it used to be Dunkin' Donuts, and I loved that. And now I'm mad that they got
Not
rid of
Dunkin'
the donuts.
Donuts. Part.
Not Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, they're gone. They're dead to me.
Why?
Because they should have kept it Dunkin' Donuts. It's easier to say. It's D&D. Donuts are delicious.
You know, they're actually taking out the Dunkin' now, and now it's just like DNKN.
It's DNKN?
Yeah, like Donna Karen.
No, no. Those guys are gone. They're dead to me now.
Like Donna Karen, New York.
Mister? Mister.
Yes, hey.
Is that what, if that's what you're complaining about?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
You're living a pretty jammed life.
My life is kind of messed up, Lucy. I got to be honest with you. But this has been bothering me for a couple of years.
Well, you know what else is bothering me, Jim the Poet, about Dunkin' Donuts is that they've eliminated most of the donuts.
The other thing is the one around the corner from the station is supposed to open at 5:30, and
never.
They don't even open until like 5:50.
Yeah, never.
Never.
Listen to you guys.
What, Lucy?
You're complaining about nothing.
No, we're complaining about Dunkin'.
Dunkin'. We should boycott them.
Yeah, Dunkin's.
Ever read a newspaper?
I have not read one lately.
Your brain will explode.
I read newspapers every day.
I mean, I read comic books.
If you're complaining about Dunkin' Donuts.
I mean, I'm full. I want to be full of donuts.
I don't think you should
be on the
newspaper.
And now they're like, we don't even like donuts. We're going to take them out of our name. What's up with that?
Yeah. They're taking all the vowels out of the word, too. D.
Yeah, I like vowels.
Yeah,
vowels, donuts are even shaped like a vowel.
Right.
U's are shaped like a donut. Sometimes if you take a bite out of it, O's are definitely donuts.
I hate vowels.
Why do you hate vowels, Lucy?
Yeah, are you going to boycott vowels?
One time a vowel insulted my aunt.
Which vowel was it?
E.
Well, E is a very popular letter.
I mean, that's like in every word.
Take another call, Ken.
Okay.
I'm bored.
Sorry, Jim the Poet. Moving on here. Hi, you're on the air. Dinner at Andy's with Ken and Lucy.
Hey, Ken and Lucy.
Hi, Aaron.
Here from Minneapolis. How are you both?
Ken Hamels Longer.
It's Aaron from Minneapolis, Lucy.
I don't care.
You should.
How much longer?
Aaron uses text-to-speech, so we have to kind of, you know, fill the gaps.
Well, first...
Hello, Aaron.
Lucy, your pops did a great thing. By not coming to see me at the station when I was in town, he left me all alone with Uncle Ken, so that was interesting. So thanks, Pops. But I want to boycott a toy company named Uncle Andy's Toys. I mean, they make mature games like Who Tooted, and this happens.
That's all he says. That's all he has. He has so little. Leave his toy company alone. He's sorry he didn't come in to say hello. Please.
Please, Aaron.
Lucy joined the drama club at school.
What?
Please, Aaron. Do we have to boycott unclean DY toys?
Yes.
I'm going to take that as
Uncle
a yes.
Uncle Andy Toys is doing... And it's doing so badly.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think they need to.
He won't even know.
Right.
I know. That you're boycotting it.
Exactly. It's moot.
Yes, it's moot, and... And you're right about being moot.
Yeah.
It's very, very moot. I don't know what that means, though.
It means that they're doing so badly that boycotting them would have no effect whatsoever.
Well, you're right. We heard you, Ken.
Yeah.
It's moot.
Moot.
It's all moot.
Well, that
hey, Ken.
Yeah.
Hey, Ken.
Yeah.
Let's keep saying moot.
Okay.
Moot, moot, moot.
Moot. I think boycotting Uncle Andy's is moot. I don't think boycotting Dunkin' Donuts or the Raleigh, North Carolina YMCA is moot. Or GameStop or T-Mobile, Verizon, AT&T, DraftKings, Apex Systems, Home Depot, or Burger King.
Your sisters are so bitter. Your listeners are so bitter.
Listeners. My listeners are bitter. Well, I mean, we've asked...
They all think themselves.
We ask...
They think themselves.
Well,
Lucy... They say hate them. Hate, hate, hate. They hate themselves.
Lucy, can we... I think we should boycott grown-ups. Kids like us could run the station and the world.
We can't boycott grown-ups.
Why?
How can we reach things off the top shelves?
Ladders.
What would you think? Can you think before you speak?
You can, Lucy, you can buy a grabbing tool. There's these grabbing tools. You can get them in the McMaster catalog or at Lowe's.
What if the grabbing tools?
Yeah.
We can stand on each other's shoulders. It's a metaphor and a reality.
What if the grabbing tools are on the top shelf?
Well, no. You order one or you go out and buy one and...
Are you drunk?
You keep it on the floor.
Are you I?
No.
Anne and I don't drink.
Yeah. All right, so
thanks,
you want
Lucy,
to boycott grown-ups. We're looking for corporations.
Ken.
Like,
Ken.
Yeah.
Ken.
Yeah.
So
only
Ken,
corporations
talking.
That are run by grown-ups.
Ken, I'm talking.
Go ahead, Lucy. I'm sorry. I'm not going to write grown-ups down because there's no real national corporation that is grown-ups. I guess the AARP.
Ken.
Yeah.
Why are you erasing grown-ups?
Because it's not a corporation.
From the list. Why are you erasing grown-ups?
You want me to put the...
Also erase Uncle Andy's toys.
No, I'm not erasing that one. I'll put grown-ups back on, though, if you want. I'm going to put the AARP.
Okay, you're so funny. You're not groovy at all. You're not moot at all.
I'm not moot.
You're unmute.
I try to be groovy and moot at all times. That is
how long is this show?
We have another 20 minutes to go, Lucy.
Dear God.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Lucy, you're brilliant. I'm so mad about the Dunkin' thing. I'm with Jim. I was really mad about, like, the thing about first. It was about the dune buggies on the moon jumping around and cell signals, and then the Dunkin' thing bothered me. But I have to stay true to, like, I'm mad at Twitter.
Twitter, okay.
Yeah.
We're adding Twitter.
Bots.
We're
you
adding
bots.
Twitter to the list. Yeah, it's all bots.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah, it's half bots.
That will bring Twitter to its needs.
That's right.
In fact, Lucy, you want to hear a funny story? I remember when Pops was working hard on his Twitter account because he wanted to drive traffic to Uncle Andy Toys. And every Wednesday when he came into the station here, he would buy more fake Twitter followers. One day he bought 10,000 Twitter followers.
You promised me a funny story.
Yeah.
You said it was a funny story.
No, that is a funny story.
You lied to me.
No, I didn't lie.
Lied to me.
This guy's laughing.
You are a liar.
No, I'm not a liar. He did it. He
said that was a funny story.
He bought like 30,000.
That was a sad, sad, sad story.
Yeah. Well, sad for Pops, yeah. I agree.
Well, right on. Keep it up.
Okay, thanks. We're
how
adding,
much longer?
We're adding Twitter to the list. 19 minutes left, Lucy. And the phone number here is 201-209-9368. We're creating the Dinner at Andy's boycott list. And here's what we got. Twitter, AARP, Uncle Andy.
Oh, no.
Uncle Andy Toys.
No, no.
Yeah.
No, 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 no.
Duncan.
No.
The Raleigh, North Carolina YMCA. GameStop.
There's nothing left.
Yes, there's plenty left. T-Mobile.
There's no companies left.
Monsanto's not on the list.
The only companies that left is California Pizza Chicken.
No, Uber's not on the list.
Uber and California Pizza is not on the list.
Google, Facebook.
That's all that's left.
Google, Facebook, and Amazon and Apple are not
that's
on the list.
All that you left me.
DraftKings. That's a really important one to boycott. Because that's the one that Andy has the gambling problem with. He doesn't talk about it on
you're
the...
making Pops cry.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I was thinking, Lucy's doing a great job. and I was thinking we should boycott Instagram. It is all ads. And I recently started trying messing around with Mastodon and PixelFed. So much better. You just need more users. There's no ads.
Well, Instagram is Instagram's owned by Facebook. Should we?
I'm talking.
Sorry.
Sir?
Yes?
You do not have to buy anything that's advertised.
Yeah,
it's all optional.
The ads, though.
Also, you can turn it off.
That is true.
Jeez,
you can turn it off. But what about when I need to kill 5 minutes?
Well, Lucy, turning it off is boycotting it. Isn't that exactly what we're talking about here?
Turn it off.
Hmm.
Deleting the app from
your... You might be right, Ken.
Deleting the app from your
but
phone.
But you're not.
And could we extend this to Facebook? Because Facebook owns Instagram.
I wanted to be specific, but yeah, I would support that extension.
Okay, so we're going to change Instagram to Facebook. There we go. All right, thanks for your call.
Ken, why don't you say some of your Amazon money?
Yeah.
And buy Facebook.
Ah, you would need billions and billions of dollars to buy Facebook. I don't have that kind of...
Then why don't you add another week to the marathon?
Oh, we don't raise that kind of money. Lucy?
Shush.
You know, we raise maybe a million...
Ken.
Yeah.
Can't stop talking. I'm thinking.
I mean, the price for Twitter was like...
Ken.
$45 billion.
What part is stop talking? Don't you understand?
Ah, okay. Good question. I don't understand the stop part, and I'm a little confused about the talking part as well.
I think you have boycotted your own brain.
I don't think so. The phone number here is 201-209-9368, 201-209-9368. It's Dinner at Andy's with Ken and Lucy. Lucy is Andy's 9-year-old granddaughter. And you can hear Andy Lucy scribbling there. Just like Andy does. What are you drawing there, Lucy?
Scribbles, duh. You'll die not knowing.
I can look over and kind of see. It does look like you're scribbling. But there was something else you drew.
No.
Yeah.
Mind your own beeswax.
If you'd like to know
scribble
what...
Scribble your own drawings.
Okay, I will scribble my own drawings. Except you've got a really...
Hey, Ken, I have a question for you.
Yes, go ahead, Lucy.
If I was interested in... a career in radio.
Yeah.
How would I get started?
Well, one tip that I always give new DJs is that if you're heading...
Oh, God.
If you're heading...
Somebody call. somebody's calling.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Ken and Lucy. Lucy, you're doing a great job.
Who's this?
It's Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey. So I do read the newspaper, and I should probably be mad about Russia or something, but I want to boycott General Mills cereal.
Oh, why?
No!
So, yeah, well, I mean, I love cereal. And,
they make Count Chocula.
Do you know Booberry, Lucy?
Lucy was just saying they make Count Chocula. So
they do, and the monster cereals are amazing, as any, you know, cultured cereal lover
knows. I'm not writing that down.
Blueberry used to be made with real blueberry flavor.
I can't live without my cereal.
And it's actually now just some sugary goop. It tastes interchangeable with all the other cereals. And
I love sugary goop.
I know. I just want some.
I wish there was a cereal.
Goop. That's the problem here.
Sugary
I did a
goop.
Blind taste test last Halloween.
I think there is a.
You can still tell that Chocula is Chocula, but the others all taste the same now.
I think sugary goop is made by
are
Post.
Are you guys still talking?
Yeah, we are still talking.
Are you still talking, Ken? Yeah.
Yes, I am still talking, Lucy.
Are you still talking to that guy?
Yeah, to the guy who called in about.
What are you talking about?
Well, he was talking about the changes that General Mills has made to their blueberry cereal.
Would you say he's almost done?
Are you almost done, sir?
I'm absolutely done via this hill I intend to die on.
Then say goodbye. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks for calling. Goodbye. I just hope General Mills doesn't make Raisin Bran or Life, because those are my favorite cereals, especially Cinnamon Life. Lucy, what's your favorite cereal?
Sugary Goop.
Oh, by Post. Yeah, that's good stuff. You like the frosted sugary goop or the plain sugary goop?
I just have it injected into my arm every morning.
You don't want to taste it? It doesn't sound like you like it very much. Bypassing your mouth?
I'm addicted to it.
Oh, like gambling.
You can relate to that.
Phone number.
Your shrooms.
Phone number here is 201-209-9368. It's Dinner at Andy's.
Are we almost done?
With Lucy and Ken. We have another.
You God help. Oh God help mercy.
12 minutes to go, Lucy.
Have mercy on us.
Us? You?
Let's place a Bob and Ray.
No, we can't play Bob and Ray. What would make you want to play Bob and Ray, Lucy?
Just had that thought.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know where it came from. Sometimes things pop into my head.
Lucy, what are some of your favorite movies?
I don't know where they come from.
What, the movies?
Wait, what was the question?
Yeah, what are some of your favorite movies, Lucy?
Really, Ken?
Yeah.
You're really curious.
I am really curious about what movies a 9-year-old might like.
I don't think you care at all.
I do care. I care a lot.
I'm thinking.
Okay. You think away.
I guess I know a movie.
Yeah.
My favorite movie.
Okay. What is it?
It's a classic thumb movie.
The classics.
Rat Race.
Oh. Rat Race.
The greatest movie ever made.
Yeah, I do like Rat Race. And not just because.
I'm surprised.
Not just.
People still make movies. After Rat Race was released.
That's a good point.
I'm surprised they didn't just give up.
Rat Race is a very funny movie. And, I'm in it. Did you know that? I'm in Rat Race. At least my name is in Rat Race.
Oh.
Yeah.
I may have to reappraise my opinion.
Well, what would your second favorite movie be? IQ? Sergeant. All right. This is Dinner at Andy's with Ken and Lucy. Lucy is Andy's 9-year-old granddaughter, and the phone number is 201-209-9368. We're trying to add to the Dinner at Andy's boycott list, which now consists of Burger King, Home Despot, Apex Systems, the DraftKings app and gambling site.
Boo, Apex Systems.
T-Mobile, Verizon, and AT&T.
They're the evil empire.
GameStop, the YMCA in Raleigh, North Carolina, DNKN, formerly known as Dunkin' Donuts, Uncle Andy Toys.
Everything that makes Dunkin' Donuts. Life worth living.
The AARP, Twitter, Facebook, and General Mills.
Dear God.
Okay, Lucy, we're going back to the phones. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hi, you love the show.
Great job.
You love the show. You love the show. You love the show.
Can't believe I got through. Got a reservation.
You love the show.
Lucy would like you to say that you love the show.
You love the show.
Oh, I love the show. Love the show.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you.
And what's your name?
This is Zachary.
Hi, Zach.
There's a lot. I don't think it would be an important boycott for WFMU listeners, but definitely Clear Channel.
Uh-huh. Oh, it's not called Clear Channel anymore. It's called...
So what's it now? I haven't kept up on it,
It's Ken. Called iHeartMedia.
Oh, is that... They're the iHeartMedia
people? Oh, no. Wait a minute.
Okay.
What is it, Lucy?
Are we allowed to add broadcasters to our list?
Oh, yes, of course. Just like iHeartMedia.
Can we add radio stations to add to the boycott?
Oh, yeah. Of course. Yeah, Zach.
I don't think you want to go there.
No, I think we do. Zach, what happened was Clear Channel.
No, you don't.
Clear Channel. The name.
No, we don't. Ken?
Yeah.
Please,
that
Ken,
is a
continue.
Slippery slope.
I don't think it is a slippery slope.
It's very safe, very flat, very frictionful.
No.
High
it's a very slippery slope.
No, I'm wearing my ice cleats, my friend.
Oh, yeah, Ken's good. Don't worry.
Yeah, don't worry about me.
This is not safe.
It's
the Grand Canyon.
Clear Channel got such a terrible reputation for all their horrible business practices that they changed their name to iHeartMedia. That's what happened.
And what could an iHeartMedia company do? They love media. They love radio. They love community, you know?
They actually sold a lot of their radio stations, so they don't have anywhere near as many as they used to. They still own a ton of billboards.
Are you guys still talking?
Okay.
Yeah, we are still talking.
Are you almost
so who
done?
Is there anyone that wears all the licenses they have consolidated to? Because I know that was a big thing
for a while. Did you say you're close to being done?
Yeah, we're pretty close.
Is this your last sentence?
Yes, this is my last sentence.
Okay.
Except for this one. Thank you, caller.
Thank you for calling.
Lucy, you are really good at this, I got to tell you.
Of course I am. I learn from the best.
We have a couple of minutes more left for one or two more calls. We're creating the Dinner at Andy's boycott list. We just added iHeartMedia to it, General Mills, Facebook, Twitter, and many others. And the phone number is 201.
Ken, let me ask you a question.
Yeah, go ahead, Lucy.
A new question.
Okay.
Suppose you really wanted to go to the store.
Uh-huh.
They were picketing outside.
Oh, Dale's, my local store?
Would you ever cross a picket line?
Probably not. I'd probably try to avoid crossing a picket line.
Liar.
I haven't crossed a picket line yet. Why, do you...
You would cross a picket line to get a vanilla milkshake tonight at Burger King.
You'd
take a boycott.
I get my vanilla milkshake...
Just admit it. Admit it.
No.
Just admit it.
I go to Dairy Queen to get my vanilla milkshakes, and nobody has called in to boycott Dairy Queen.
Fine. You've given us a lot to think about.
Thank you, Lucy.
And for that, we hate you. We hate you.
Lucy, somebody wrote in saying that they're from Raleigh, North Carolina, and that pool deserves to be boycotted.
The pool with the car in it?
Yeah. Hey, Lucy, you know who invented the boycott?
Who?
A guy named Andy Boycott.
Oh, his name?
His name was Andy Boycott.
I told you. I did not want to learn anything today.
I'm sorry about that.
When was he born? Where was he born?
I believe...
When did he live?
I'm not sure. I think it might have been like the 1910s.
There's a phone call! Stop talking!
Oh, okay, sorry. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, how are you?
Good, who's this?
This is Josh, Andy's son, and his grandson, Miles.
Oh, hey, Josh and Miles! Lucy, you know
Hey, it's my cousin Miles! Hey, Miles! Hey, Uncle Josh!
Oh, I didn't realize you'd be right on the air.
Yeah, you're right on the air, Josh.
We're calling to tell you to boycott the Wonder Truck. Have you seen the Wonder Trucks around?
The Wonder Truck? What the heck is that?
It's a food truck where they it's like a food delivery truck, but they drive to your house and then park outside your house for 30 minutes and cook the food for you.
Really?
And they clog up the roads, and they keep their generators running, and they're noisy, and they're big and ugly. Right, Miles?
They're horrible!
How many are there sometimes?
Like three.
Yeah, three of them park in a row and they clog up the road.
Oh, man, it must smell like diesel fuel, too.
Can you?
Does it?
Can we boycott just all of them?
All of them, Miles?
Do we have to boycott all of them?
Yep.
All three? Okay, we will. Hey, Miles.
Good.
What?
I'll steal you a t-shirt.
What? She's going to steal you a t-shirt. What do you say?
I'm going to steal you a t-shirt.
He says, thank you. What t-shirt? Miles, what t-shirt do you want? I don't know. What t-shirt do you got? What do you got?
What t-shirts you got, Lucy?
And I'm going to steal something up out of Uncle Ken's wallet.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Josh. Thank you, Miles.
Lucy, if you're going to steal something that has the numbers 100 on it.
You got that, Lucy? 100.
I got it. Will do.
Or money.
Or steal money.
Done and done.
Okay.
We're going to be living large.
Yep. Good job, guys.
Love you.
Thanks, Josh. Love
you. Bye. Love you too.
Love you, Miles. Guess what, Lucy?
What?
Small Change is filling in for Weekly World Blues tonight. I don't see him yet, though. So I'm going to have to play some blues myself.
We're done here, right?
Yes. We are done. Lucy, great job.
Thank you.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Hold up.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, that's what Pops always...
Blah, 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 blah. This is Ken. I'm Ken now. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah.
Lucy, that is an uncanny imitation of me. Have you been practicing?
No.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
Thank you.
blues comes so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Worrying mind. Well, tell me, mama, what's on your worrying mind? You so good at looking, baby, keep worried all the time. You brought it in this morning on that morning train. Well, she brought it in this morning on that morning train. Once again. Deal gold.